yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, we had the larger one. There's some of them that were built, and they built a swivel out in the yard so that when they were cooking a quantity of meats for some gathering, that it could be swung to one side and stir this meat or whatever it is that they were cooking in it without having to be right up over the open fire. Then they would swing it back just like they did in the fireplaces. It was on a swivel. And
did they have a special name for it?
No, I can't remember whether there was any particular name for that. It was just a deep-bodied. They didn't call them roasters in those days.
Did you ever boil your clothes in them?
Well, we had the wash pot that we used to boil the clothes, but they never had a lid over the top. They were left open so that you could keep the clothes turned over with your battling stick. Mm-hmm. That was a piece of wood that was made like a baseball bat or a flat town ball bat that you would lift the clothes out of the boiling water and put on the battling block. Mm-hmm. And that's the only other pot that we used outside was a regular wash pot.
Now, what'd you make? What'd you have anything for syrup? Did you make syrup?
Well, we had what they called a syrup kettle. That was the first thing that was ever used in making molasses or syrup. We always understood in my neighborhood that molasses was made from sorghum and corn, and sugar cane was made into syrup. We always addressed it as that. And we made syrup during my childhood from the time I was 8 or 9 years old, about 8 years old, on for about 19 years, and made for ourselves and for the public. And we used the kettle only one season that I remember, and then we went from that to the evaporator that is much faster and less trouble, because you can keep, after you get your fire regulated, you can keep your juice feeding in the front bars of the evaporator and syrup coming out at the back bars. Mm-hmm. It's just continual. If you kept that fire just right, the syrup never stopped running and the juice didn't stop running in the front. And on an 8-foot evaporator, you could cook off anywhere from 70 to 75 gallons of syrup a day. That's beginning by the time you could see eye in the morning until you couldn't see eye in the afternoon.
And what do you call the kind of container that you plant flowers in to keep in the house? That's just simple.
Well, we had what they called an urn, which was made from clay, baked clay. The Indians made those things, and they were used to carry water from their springs to the house for use in drinking and preparing their foods. But
did you have just flower pots?
Yes, they had flower pots, but the majority of the flower pots back then were made from wood. Because around where I was raised, there wasn't anyone that knew how to make pottery. The Indians, they were familiar with it, but people around home, I don't remember ever having seen